Committee Chair and Texas Republican Brandon Gill blamed Democrats for the state of the nation's immigration system, which he said has allowed undocumented immigrants to come into the country unvetted in many instances.
We've seen coordinated campaigns against ICE personnel and facilities across the country. And even now, Democrats are holding up funding for ICE and Border Patrol, causing a partial government shutdown.
The California Democratic ranking member Latifah Simon said Gill and other Republicans in Congress and the Trump administration have made political currency out of scapegoating immigrants.
Now, at the moment, when the Republicans are pushing through a second reconciliation or funding package to provide billions in additional funding for immigration enforcement, we do, in this room, have an obligation to ask whether those resources will uphold constitutional rights and human dignity. As taxpayers, we have to ask those questions. Now, are taxpayers being asked to finance more detention facilities while basic questions around accountability remain unanswered?
Matthew O'Brien is a former assistant immigration judge from Virginia. He told the House panel that the immigration legal system has been abused for political reasons, which has led to the current state of U.S. immigration law.
For decades, administrations of both parties have selectively ignored portions of the Immigration and Nationality Act, or INA, when those provisions were viewed as politically inconvenient. As a result, the agencies charged with enforcing our immigration laws have too often relied on inconsistent regulations, shifting policy memoranda, and operational guidance that depart from the text and the intent of the laws enacted by Congress.
Critics say passing the comprehensive immigration reform that's needed to fix the immigration system is highly unlikely in today's divided political climate. Chris Newman is with the National Day Laborers Organizing Network. He accused elected leaders of using immigrants to score political points.
Look, the evidence in this congressional record for 20 years is clear. Immigrants strengthen the country economically, culturally, demographically. They don't cause crime, etc. Equally unambiguous is that the people who profit from this coarsening debate are you all. In for-profit prisons, demagogues who'd rather keep a problem than solve it, putting your own interests for political power in front of the interests of the American people.
For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.